Well, good afternoon. I don't know what happened to the news. It was meant to play, but hasn't played. So, should we start the music then? I think we should. Yes, let's push a button. There we go. Yes, good afternoon to you, Gavin Stewart here. I don't know what's going on. Look, the machines are taking over. They obviously have the power to override the human being. Anyway, welcome along. Yes, it's the Friday afternoon show from 1 to 3, minus the news at 1 o'clock, that is. Mystery. There'll be an interrogation about that, I'm sure. Why didn't it was meant to play and cut in, but didn't. Anyway, welcome along. Yes, sunny afternoon. What more could you ask for? Well, I suppose if you didn't have to work, that'd be brilliant. However, we'll start the show off today. It's all about music. Donna Summer, State of Independence.
Come on.
Donna Summer, the State of Independence. Well, as the sun's shining, how about this? The Summer of 69. Brian Adams.
I got my first real six string, loaded out the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Brian Adams, Summer of 69. And I have a guest in the studio, Colin. Welcome back to Sid Valley Radio. Grandpa's Gary in Seton. And you've sort of moved from where you used to be in Cross Street.
We have, yes, we have. We came to the end of the contract of the lease and we had a decision to make. And it was one that made a great decision, really. We merged two companies together. So it's Grandpa's Gallery and Jazzcot Framing. We merged the companies, and we trade now under the umbrella of Seton Art, Frame and Print.
Right. And now you've actually moved down to, I think it's known as the Grove, is it affectionately? Because there used to be a nightclub there many years ago in Seton.
Yes.
But now, Aldi's is probably best known for, and you're sort of opposite.
Right opposite the doorway.
Yeah, so very handy indeed.
I mean, they're like a ferret, in and out all the time, buying something to eat or something to drink. Too near.
Oh, brilliant. Right, so we'll hear a bit more after, because do you remember O.C. Smith and the Son of Hickory Hollers Tramp?
I certainly do.
Well, it's O.C. Smith's birthday today, so let's have the song.
Mm-hmm. For the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and promised 14 children, I swear you'll never see a holy day. When Mama sacrifice the pride, the neighbors started talking, but we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed. Well, you know the path was deep and wide, from steps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to lend a helping hand. So just let them gossip all they want, she loved us and she raised us. The proof is standing here, a full grown man. Last summer Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. And each Sunday she receives a big bouquet of 14 roses with a card that reads, the greatest mom on earth. Whoa, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin.
There we are, O.C. Smith fading into the distance there, and the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. Yes, it's his birthday today. He was born. I've not got down when he was born. I apologise, O.C. Smith. Anyway, back to you, Colin. Yes, now you were saying that grandpas and Jazcott Framing have combined now into this new shop that you're in, which is in Seaton, opposite Aldi's, in the, I think, the Grove Centre's, the cycle shop next door to you, or
yeah,
round the corner.
Sophie's on one side and the cycle shop on the other.
Yeah, and obviously Aldi facing you, as it were.
That's right,
and
yes.
You obviously have a lot of people coming and going throughout the day to go shopping.
Yeah.
So have you noticed since you've moved that sort of customers have been shopping in Aldi or any of, you know, Cycle Life or whatever, have actually sort of bothered to come in and look in the gallery since you moved?
Yes, we have. I think when we left Cross Street, we moved into 4th Street, which is the hill main drag down through Seaton towards the beach. We moved into the High Street, as we might call it. But it just, wasn't the appropriate place for us. There was issues going on there. So we noticed the other place opposite Aldi coming available. So we decided to, you know, move over to there. The size of the new location is excellent. As for the car park and people passing, well, we found out that the dynamic of the customer is so much different than those who walk down the high street, because you get or more or less the same person each day. It's like, you know, it's the same people who walk down, and they don't particularly look into a gallery every single day. So when we moved down, we noticed that nobody was coming in to see us as they were shopping at Aldi, but they were noticing us, and they would come back and see us. And because we're now offering on-site printing, framing as well, people are coming in with on-demand printing for commercial or for private personal printing, which is great. The idea of bringing us both together was because it's basically economy as well. First of all, with my accident, which took me away from the business, and Grandpa's was open and closed, open and closed, open and closed, it made more sense for Mark and I, and Jazzcott Framing and Grandpa's, to merge. Mark's had 22 years experience within Seaton, and I've had 10. So we were in a good place to bring our companies together. Two companies, one rent, and, you know, it keeps the cost level. And it allows us to work with each other, yin and yang, and do it really well. And that's proven to be commercially viable because we can offer the tourists when they come in on the coach, because they only get about an hour in Seaton. So they can come in and buy gifts. They can buy mugs. They can even buy Seaton Rock. They can buy all things Seaton as gifts. They can buy artwork, which can be rolled up and put into a brown tube. They can take it home with them, memories of Seaton, and then get it framed wherever they live. Or they can buy it already mounted or framed, all within the same environment. It works for us because it's more of a destination venue now. If you want anything Seaton, giftware, or about Seaton in the art side of things, then Jazzcott Framing and Grandpa's Gallery, under the name now of Seaton Art Frame and Print, is perfect to come and see us.
Yeah. The and you used to have a sort of, what was the word I'm looking for? A sort of select few artists who always used to support you at Grandpa's up in Cross Street have the same artists move with you to the new gallery, as it were.
Yes, Grandpa's has always been a supporter of local artisans and artists, always local. We don't go outside the county. We stay within East Devon, and one or two might just be outside the boundary, but we still work. I had, ultimately, when I became unwell, we had 15 artists all representing the county. And now I have 8.
Yeah.
Of the same artist group. So we've reduced the number of artists down. We now have 8. We have 3 new artists a part of that set. And they're amazing artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking for more artists. We have 8 artists, and we have 1 space for a guest artist. And so they will be in the gallery for a week or a month, and it'll rotate 4 different artists. So throughout the year, we'll have a guest artist coming on board to show what they can do and to see how customers feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new website as well, which can be found. It's all the W's, www.artframeprint.co.uk.
Brilliant. Right, let's have a little advert, and then we'll be hearing from Barbara Thompson. Sadly, no longer with us. I saw her performing away back in, I think it was 1977, when I was in Hertfordshire. Anyway, we'll have the advert and then Barbara Thompson, because it would have been her birthday today.
R. Branner & Co, Certified Chartered Accountants. Are you self-employed and need help with your tax return? Or need help with setting up a new company? R. Branner & Co. Certified Chartered Accountants are helping you make sense of the business world. For help and advice, call R. Branner & Co. Certified Chartered Accountants on 014-04-515-525.
Barbara Thompson, of course, famous for doing the theme music for A Touch of Frost with David Jason on the telly. And her husband, John Heisman, well, that's whose birthday it is, and he plays in their band, well, did. Say, sadly, Barbara passed away recently. However, back to Colin and talking about this new setup in Seaton, which is, what's it called again, Colin?
Seaton Art Frame and Print.
Right. that might be shortened.
It has been shortened.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, yeah, so anyway, it's all sort of combined. So someone could come in and buy a picture or a print from the gallery side, and then it can be framed with proper framing material and glass as well, all in the one sort of situ, as it were.
And it has been done in the same day. So, you know, yes, it's all together. It's all in the premises. Yes, you can even watch it being framed if you wished.
Uh-huh.
Depending, of course, on the business, then you can have it in the same day.
Yeah, yeah, because it must be quite intricate, I suppose, trying to make a frame up for a picture.
Well,
I mean,
the intricacy is basically choosing the frame.
Yeah.
All the staff within the business are able to help customers on that score. We all understand how to work within framing. You know, a frame doesn't need to be seen in the picture. What a frame does, it enhances the picture because you have the colour of the frame matching the minimal amount of colour in the picture, so it brings that colour up more and not shouting at the picture. So your frame should never shout at the picture. It should just blend with it.
Yeah.
So the first thing you see is not, oh, it's a nice frame. Oh, the picture's good too. It's more the picture's great and that's a nice frame.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. And it's good. Sort of, it's all together, as it were.
It is. We're also able now to, when you get a length of frame and you do, let's say, two pictures, normal size, big size, like, say, 2 foot by 2 foot or whatever, there are always remnants of that frame. So now we're making frames up of those remnants. So people are going to be able to come in and just buy frames. We'll put glass in and backing and everything.
Yeah.
All they need to do is get a picture and put it in that they've got at home. And they'll all be different sizes. So we're now using the offcuts of frame into making blank frames so people can come along and buy a blank frame. And, you know, it helps them go home with the frame and choose their favourite pictures from the album and put it in their glass frame and that's it. They can be as much as 6 inches by 6 inches wide and tall.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing that as well. And they can look around. We often find, you know, that people going to university come in and they want a reminder of Seaton and to have in their dorm, in their room or whatever.
Mm.
So we're able now to work that out. We've been trying to do that for the last 9 years, trying to bring other things to a gallery such as Grandpa's. But it was difficult to make it work because Mark had his business elsewhere, I had mine, and now we're together. It's literally, what do we want to do?
Yeah.
The customer tells us they'd like to see this item, we'll work on it. For instance, there's a place in Axminster that I was going past often, often and often. And one day I decided to look in because it had all wood things in the window. I can't remember the title of the shop. I think it's Axminster's Community Toolbox. It's a charity event.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and I had a long conversation with them. And it's strange because they don't have price lists. They have beautiful, beautiful woodwork and ironwork by people who are retired or disabled. And it's a community environment. So these people have an opportunity of going in and working with wood. And so I had a long chat with them and we've employed them, or commissioned them, should I say, to make, I love the lighthouses we used to sell in Grandpa's. So a meter high wooden lighthouse, which I look at, you know, the rocking horses people buy to go to the family. So we're going to have the rocking horse idea put in a lighthouse so it can go down the family and stay in the family because it's going to be a meter tall by about 8 inches wide. And then they go down in size to half a meter tall, what have you. So, but the nice thing about what I'm saying to you is we support local artists. I feel too now that we're supporting a local charity in Axminster for people who go and do it. Because currently they sell things, but they ask people to name a price they want to buy.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there one day and this woman bought a cabinet and I would have sold it for about £150.
Uh-huh.
It's that good, made out of pine. And this woman offered £25 and they sold it to her because they don't, it's charity, they don't.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh no, we've got to help this charity. So they'll also be doing evenings. There'll be an open evening once a month where their products will be coming out and people can come in and they can sell to the customers, the disabled people or you know, whatever they are, retired. They can sell their product to the general public and have that joy of interaction with the general public with their skill set that they've done.
Uh-huh.
Timber. So I'm looking forward to that so much because it's a thing we can do for the community and bless them as well with the revenue coming in that will help them survive.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
As part of the gift idea.
Brilliant.
We know that tourists particularly came into Seaton. They had an hour to half an hour to an hour. By the time they got up to Grandpa's on Cross Street, up that big hill,
yeah,
it was time to go back down and get on the coach. So I think where we are now, what we're offering is basically a destination venue for tourism and for the... When I was poorly, I was going to, do I close Grandpa's? Do I close it? And, you know, I couldn't.
Yeah.
It's no longer Collins Gallery. There's two elements to it. A, the artists rely upon the revenue that they receive from the sales that we make.
Mm.
And I can't turn that tap off.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like doing it anymore. I shouldn't have done it in the first place if that was my idea. So, no, I remained there too. But also, the people of Seaton, they love to have the family come down to the gallery and have a good look at it. And now they go see the gallery and Mark with his woodwork, his pottery and his framing that he can do. And they're going to see the people from Axminster with their woodwork. So I'm happy that, you know, Grandpa's went through this, oops, because I was unwell.
Yeah.
And now I've turned right full back again and I'm on the job giving the town its gallery back and giving the artists or the artisans a living to make.
Yeah, wonderful. Great. Let's have the Kinks now, because Ray Davis from the Kinks, who was, I think, the main music writer within the group, it's his birthday today. And, well, everyone will know the words to Lola.
Champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, la 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 Lola. Spine, oh my Lola, la 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 la.
There we are, the Kinks and Lola, of course, famous for the first line there where they drink champagne, it tastes like Coca-Cola, and the BBC stopped playing that version, so Ray Davies had to fly back from America and record the line and say, it tastes like cherry cola, and that was the other version. So, two versions of the same song, out and about, you take your pick, pay your money, whatever you want to do. Right, back to you, Colin, because... that's enough about Ray Davies. It's only his birthday, that's all. He's probably blown his candles out, whatever. Anyway, yes, so back to the gallery, etc. Oh, there's a gentleman at the door here.
I'm looking for the caretaker, man.
Oh, he's not here. if he can hang on a minute, we'll play some music and we'll chat to you.
Okay.
Right, so instead of talking just now, Colin, let's play Badfinger, because it's the birthday of Joey Molland, who was one of the original members of Badfinger, and in fact is the sole surviving original member of Badfinger. And here's their big hit, Day After Day, and after this we'll come back and chat. Badfinger, Day After Day, celebrating the birthday of Joey Molland from Badfinger, the sole surviving original member, and I think living in the States currently. Anyway, back to us, Colin. We've had our interruption there. The chap's brought his computer in, and I'll need to message Bob and say he's dropped off here, because Bob knows all about it, apparently. So, anyway, so going back to the grandpa's stroke... picture framing and everything else. What hours are you actually open?
Well, we're open 7 days a week.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
10 o'clock till 4:30.
Yeah.
But we'll be there. If people want to come later because they're working, we'd be happy to stay open.
Yeah.
Because we're still there working on jobs anyway, so we're going to be on the premises by 5, 5:30. But typically, if they aim for 4:30, that just gets us there. And again, because we believe, and it is a frustrating situation, that when you think you should be open, because people work all week and have weekends off, it's amazing how many companies don't open.
Yeah.
When they should, bank holidays, they're closed.
Mm.
And I always say Seaton is a great town. It's nestled nicely between Lyme Regis and Sidmouth.
Yeah.
And they are very much the seaside towns.
Mm-hmm.
We're a town by the sea, in my opinion, in many ways. You know, it's not commercialised. It's not sort of got all the things going on that a seaside town would have.
Mm.
It's more of a town by the sea, and it's more select for people that way. So we should be open. And people come to Seaton.
Yeah.
It's getting better and better each year. That for even throughout COVID, we got it better. There's not many shops not let. There's plenty of shops that are let.
Uh-huh.
In fact, ours is still the one that we took over in Cross Street that we vacated. That's still available, but there's not many at all now in Seaton.
Yeah.
And they're doing really well. And I believe opening 7 days a week is the way to go because people need, it's no longer a gallery. It's now a destination venue for printing.
Yeah.
For copying. Or buying tourists or buying gifts before you go back to your home. So, I think we've got to be at the behest of the customers.
Yeah.
They don't need to be at our convenience. We need to be at theirs.
Yeah. Because the other thing, it's the natural festival.
Yes.
I think, is that next weekend in Seaton?
No, I'm not too sure.
This weekend it's Axfail Shore.
Yep.
I doubt they'd clash, but you never know.
I can't remember, actually. Mark would know about it.
Yeah.
My business partner, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Actually, it was next, not this, but next.
Yeah. And then I know there's talks trying to set up a market, sort of once a month, I think, is going to try and be the idea as well. So that's all things that are going to be attracting people into Seaton.
Well, yeah, and as we were off air when we were talking about the Jurassic Centre, which has also got new life going into it, purchased, I think it's by the tramway company.
Indeed, yeah.
They purchased what was the Jurassic Centre or whatever it was called. So, yes, you know, that's great too. Already they're yielding play areas and restaurant areas and what have you, so it's starting to grow. There, so Seaton very much is getting it right.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that the Seaton Council recently touched on the possibility of a Marks & Spencer food hall, a McDonald's and a Range warehouse being built on the extremity of town by the auction house.
Uh-huh.
So they took over the old grandpa's building and presented to the public a possible potential, you know, development to see how to see, test the water to see how it would be reacted to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that they're pushing to have Seaton on the map.
Yeah,
you
know. And companies are obviously, I mean, they're not going to want to open where they're not going to get any business type
absolutely.
Of thing, Colin.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they obviously see a potential of customer footage or footfall through their businesses if they were to open a branch.
Yes, they've got to look to receiving a return on their nickel, basically. They've got to know that if they do something, there's a return on it. And the development of Seaton, even on the Axe side, this new development that's going up now, the houses look beautiful. And on the seafront, we've got the new development of 30 flats being built on the front where the crane is still there. So the expansion of Seaton is going on so well. So the infrastructure needs to balance with it as well. And I believe so do the shops that we know we need to have suitable shopping areas.
Yeah.
For the new comers into the town, the developing the town, and in many ways to bring the older people of the town into a more vibrant retail Seaton. Because Sidmouth hasn't really got it. It's a Victorian town.
Yeah.
It's great for leisure. Lyme Regis is based on Jurassic, particularly. It's not shopping in particular, but it's a great place to be.
Yeah.
And the jewel in the crown, I've always said, is Seaton.
Yeah.
You know, it's right between the two of them. It's not commercialised. It's got a good basis of people there, a network of people. And I think they're now seeing the reality of all that. Why else build, develop on the seafront? 35 new apartments being built, as well as the accommodation being built on the just by the marina.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's vibrant.
Yeah.
And I think, excuse me, I think as far as Seaton Art Frame and Print is concerned, we're going to have a rosy time because we're providing a service in many areas, whereas Grandpa's in on its own, on its soulless, was a provincial gallery.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Now, it's exciting. When you walk into the new premises, it's vibrant because you almost want a sign now saying this way to the framing, this way to the art, this way to the gifts. And it's very much like that.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. And when you hear from Mark and the team, oh, yeah, when do you want it printed by? Oh, 2 days? Yeah, in 2 days, no problem.
Yeah.
It was, once upon a time, 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Not now. I mean, even if you're visiting the town that day for an hour or so, if possible, Mark will try to frame a goods for you or at least provide you with a print of your size that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and the artists that we've got, we will have their original. We will have a print, two prints of different sizes of their original, and we will have cards of their original. So each artist, you can buy a card, you can buy one or two sizes of different print sizes, or if you have a bespoke size, we can do that too. Or you can buy the original.
Yeah.
You can have it in a brown tube, you can have it in a plastic mounted bag, or you can have the original. So when do you want it, is the question.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, talking about markets, etc., here's a little advert about Bridport.
Bridport Vintage Market. The last Sunday of the month from March till October at St. Michael's Estate, the art and vintage quarter behind Bridport bus station. All the usual fascinating emporia of antiques and vintage, plus dozens of extra traders, food and music. Come and experience a fabulous day out from 10 a.m. on the last Sunday of the month from March till October. St. Michael's Estate, Bridport, for the Bridport Vintage Market. Come and see us!
Right, let's squeeze another musical birthday in. Niels Lofgren's Shine Silently.
Just another room, just another town. Same old crazy people hanging around. Still you shine silently, staring into space, coming down alone. Feel like packing all my bags, running home. Well, you shine silently. Shine darkness, shine
people at the door, people on the phone. Same old story, no time of my own. Still shine silently. Nothing left to say, nothing left to prove. When it's said and done, there's nothing left but you, babe. Shining silently. Shine silently. I don't need no light in the dark.
There we are, Niels Lofgren. Do you remember? I can remember that being on the radio way back in the 70s, I think it was. Was it? Could have been. Anyway, Colin, time has flown. It's nearly 2 o'clock. I've got one more piece of music to try and fit in before two, another musical birthday. But brilliant. Thank you for coming over and talking.
Thank you for asking me to come.
And talking about your move to the new one, and it's called, what's it, Seton?
It's Seton Art Frame and Print.
A long mouthful, isn't it?
Or Seton Frame and Seat. Well, it's not called, take the Seton out. We've decided to do is artframeprint.co.uk.
Right. So that's the website address if people want to look up, and it's got contact numbers and everything else on there.
Yes.
Right, that's brilliant. Thank you so much indeed for coming, Colin.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
And we're going to play up to 2 o'clock with Lana Del Rey because it's her birthday. Summertime Sadness. This is a track called, well, is it?
Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know the baby the best. I got my red dress on tonight, dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Throw my hair up real big, beauty queen style. Heels off, I'm feeling alive. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above are sizzling like despair. Honey, I'm fine, I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me hard before you go. I'm feeling electric tonight. Cruising down the coast, going about 99. Got my bad baby by my heavenly side. I know if I go, I'll die happy tonight. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone line.
summertime, summertime sadness. Got that summertime, summertime sadness. Oh, 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 oh.
Now, Toya, do you remember Toya way back from the 80s? Yes, she had a string of hits from 81 to 87. She's got a new record out called Roses in Chains. This is it.
We're lying in heaven, dreaming in hell, playing heroes and demons. No one can tell. Life would be perfect if we could predict it. I love you to death. Shoot me down to be kind as we fall out of time. You're never out of my mind. We hurt in a beautiful way. Life would be perfect if we could predict it. I love you to death. We are like roses, roses in chains. Never forgotten, we're all that remains. We are like roses, roses in chains. Always together. That perfect wedding terrifies me. I know that you feel it too. That is a river's to be. Life would be perfect if we could predict it. I love you to death. We are like roses, roses in chains. Never forgotten, we're all that remains. Roses in chains, always together. Lay me down on your bed of lies. Dead to the world, you haunt my life. Trick me into ecstasy. Chain me to your life would be perfect if we could predict it. I love you to death. We are like roses, roses in chains. Never forgotten, we're all that remains. We are like roses, roses in chains. Always together. Roses in chains, never forgotten, we're all that remains. We are like roses, roses in chains, always together. We are like roses, roses in chains, always together.
Toya, a new single out now, and she's in the Isle of Wight this weekend. Yes, there's a music festival on at the in the Isle of Wight, on the Isle of Wight, whatever. Anyway, she's appearing with husband Robert, and I think that'd be a good act to go and see. Anyway, here's Elton John, Circle of Life. John, the Circle of Life. This is Julie Cummington. Well, I think this is the outstanding version of Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
it strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines. At sixes and sevens with you, I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
There we are, Julie Covington. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
The southwest of England is one of the most beautiful parts of the country, and here at Devon Hampers we bring the best flavours from Devon and Cornwall directly to your door. We're really proud of both Devon and Cornwall, and this really shows in our hampers. Nearly all of our food and drink is locally sourced from small businesses, giving you an authentic southwest experience. Our cream teas feature scones baked fresh on our farm every day. We ship all over the UK, next day, or on a day that suits you. We offer a huge choice of hampers from just £13.95 to £200, or bespoke hampers where you can choose the contents that suit you. It's the perfect gift to send to those not lucky enough to live here. To find out more, just call 01566 701 842 or visit our website www.devonhampers.com. Devon Hampers, bringing Devon to you.
I'm Lottie and you're listening to Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed. Now the Eagles have just finished doing a tour. Well, they didn't really tour in the UK. They were at Manchester for about 8 days or 9 days, something like that. Anyway, this is from the Live at the Forum album, In the City, from the Eagles.
I know they must be drowning better.
In the City from the Eagles. That was from the album Live at the Forum. I wonder if they'll do one, the Long Goodbye Tour. Anyway, appearing with the Eagles was this band, Steely Dan. Steely Dan reeling in the years. Alison Moyet, yeah, some very homegrown talent. She saw her birthday recently. Anyway, she's got a new album coming out in October. It's called Key. That's K-E-Y. This is a re-recording of All Cried Out from that album. Thank you.
your time to come back this time. The grass has grown under your feet. In your absence, I change my mind, and someone else is sitting in your seat. I know that I said there'd be no one else. I know that I said I'd be true. But baby, I'm the Cupid's arrow, and here's the short and narrow. I've nothing left to offer you. Oh, hide out. You took a whole lot of loving for a handful of nothing.
Oh, hide out.
It's hard to give you something when you're pushing and shoving me around. So don't look surprised. There was no disguise. You knew where I stood from the start. So stop, look around you. You're right back where I found you. Take back your cold and empty heart. Oh, hide out. You took a home.
Alison Moy from a new album coming out October this year, and that was the new version of All Cried Out. Oh, wonderful artist. I saw, blimey, Alison, 19 mid-80s, brilliant performance, Royal Albert Hall. Anyway, moving on, Peter Gabriel.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill,
Who can remember the Police when they released this? Da-do-da-da-do-do-do-do, whatever. Doesn't matter if you get the do's and the da's all mixed up.
Thank you.
release. Dee-doo-doo-dee-da-da. That's the title, the official title. Anyway, brilliant song. Here's the Rubettes, Baby I Know.
Tell me goodbye. I told you that I was some other guy. You said that you'd phone when he got home. You told me to tell him that you called. Now you don't have to tell.
To this, then it's proof that radio advertising works. A full advertising package on Sid Valley Radio costs less than £50 a month. So if you want to know how to get your business on the radio, then email April. The email address is studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. That's studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk.
Clap along if you feel like happiness.
Now, how about Rod Stewart? Oh, God, I wish I was home tonight. Rod Stewart. Oh, God, I wish I was home tonight. Oh, I will be eventually. Anyway, don't forget, John's here at 3, and, of course, April later on at 7 o'clock this evening. And Chris Rea, well, he's inviting us all to dance. Chris Rea fades into the distance, and I shall be fading off now, and I shall see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock if you choose to join me. Please do so. If not, I'll be here on the airwaves whenever you tune in. Oh, maybe. Anyway, Justin Hayward, John Lodge taking us out. Remember me, excuse me. Remember me, my friend. Oh, I need a drink of water. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio. John's next, April 7. I'll see you tomorrow at 11. Thank you all. Stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye now.
I am. You don't need to ask me if I'm sure, my friend. I am. Your friend, you must remember me. I'm the one who saw through the world's disguise, took away its cloak and I made it hide from me. Remember me. Walking on this earth, finding you.
Walking on the earth.